You want another wind? You have another wind.
All right. Please tell me about the rest of the winds.
We have a wind called the land wind or rock wind.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing from the land out to sea. It's sure to turn back at a certain time. And when it turns back, the sea gets very boisterous.
Well, then, now you know it's going to turn back at a certain time.
Yes.
Sure.
Well, then you count on that when you go out.
Yes.
You have to, when it turns back, you come in again.
Yes.
Well, then you have to do your fishing between the time when it is going out and the time when it turns back.
Yes.
I see. How much time does that allow you for fishing? In between, I mean, before it changes.
Sometime we have it from the morning, early in the morning, till about 10 o'clock.
And then it begins to change?
And then it begins to change.
I see. And then you have to get your fishing done before then?
Before or after.
Mm-hmm. But and then you come back in on that wind that's coming in toward the land.
It's quite easy to come in back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you're out doing your fishing, do you take along an anchor and drop it, or do you just keep floating?
We keep floating.
Mm-hmm. And then you move from place to place wherever your pots are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain anything more about the winds? There was one other wind that was mentioned. Was it a point wind or something like that? That you mentioned 2 days ago. That you said was...
We have a wind generally called the sea breeze.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned north wind, northwesterly, easterly, sea breeze, land breeze or rock wind.
Yeah.
And there was one other that was mentioned a couple of days ago. Don't remember that?
Except the general easterly wind.
Easterly wind?
Yes.
Well, can you tell me about, are there any southerly winds?
Yes, we have southerly winds.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of weather do they bring?
That's the wind we call a rock wind.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Yes.
I see.
Because it's blow from the south.
And from the?
To the north.
Mm-hmm. From the rocks of the hills.
Yes.
Out to sea.
Sea.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you were just about to tell me about an experience, a dangerous experience.
Yes, yes.
Would you tell me that?
Once, when crossing the reef, a large swell broke underneath the bottom of my boat, nearly capsized me and half filled the canoe with water.
Where did the swell come from?
From the north.
Well, I mean, was it...
Caused by rough weather.
Mm-hmm, but it came very suddenly then.
No, not so suddenly.
Not so suddenly. Didn't you see it coming?
No, but I was taking a chance to cross the reef.
I see. There isn't any place in the reef where you can get through?
Yes.
But you were taking a chance. Well, now, can you tell me something about the different kinds of seabirds that you meet with along this part of the shore?
We have the pelican.
Mm-hmm. What does it do? How does it act?
With broad beak and webbed feet that feed on fishes.
Yes. Can you explain any more? Well, you ever call it anything besides a pelican?
No.
Yes.
I know a nickname for it around Kingston. I know a nickname for it around Kingston. They call it Old Joe down there. You ever call it that here? Never heard it that. What other birds besides the pelican?
We have birds we call a crane.
What does that look like?
Birds with tall feet and long beak.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a gullin?
No.
What's the difference?
The garland is more like a crow. But this crane is more like an ostrich.
Oh. Well, you mean it's because of the length of its legs?
Yes.
What does the crane feed on?
Feed on fishes.
Does it stand in the water and fish, or does it fly and dive like the pelican?
It walks in the water.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, now, it seems to me I've seen garlands doing that. If it's what I thought was the garland. What color is this crane? What color is the garland?
Black and white.
Mm. And the crane, you think, is a sort of a dark color?
Yes.
But not particularly black?
No.
Not a bright color at all?
No.
Is the crane bigger?
Yes.
What other birds besides the pelican and the crane and the garland?
The scissors.
Can you describe that one for me?
It resembles a crow.
Mm-hmm. A jonquil?
Yes.
Well, how is it different from the jonquil?
It have two scissors at the tail.
Mm-hmm.
The tail forms a scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Can open and shut.
Mm-hmm. How does it fly and so on? Does it dive?
Not generally dive.
Well, does it catch fish?
Okay. You ever see people on fish? The scissors have a red thing underneath the throat.
It does, a big red spot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that a sort of bag under the throat to...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it's something like the pelican. Pelican has a bag under its beak, doesn't it?
Pelican have the bags inside like a craw.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. But this...
But the scissors have the bag hang underneath the throat.
I see. Does it keep the fish in it?
No.
Well, what does it do with that bag?
The bug just come like, you know.
Well, say it into this thing. You see, that's what I want to know. Explain it right here.
The bug comes like the throat of a lizard.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And it comes out? Does it swell it up?
Yes. Comes out and goes in.
It swells it up then sometimes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. What is your name?
Eric Stoddard.
And your home is?
My hall.
My hall also. Mm-hmm. I hear that you know something about spearfishing.
Yes.
Well, can you tell me something about it? Who does it and when they do it and how it's done?
I went with Mr. Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I park the boats.
You do what to the boat?
I row the boats.
I see.
And he had a spear
mm-hmm.
in his hand with a light.
Mm-hmm. You do it at night then?
At night.
I see.
When it is dark.
What kind of a light do you use?
Use a light with big face like a motor car light.
Oh, it's an electric light?
Yes.
You run it from a battery?
You run it from a battery.
Mm-hmm. And then you go out in the boat with it. An ordinary?
Yes.
Canoe? Cottonwood?
Yes.
Well then, how does the light work then? I mean, how does it, how do you do the spearing and so on?
He hold the light on his left hand and his spear in his right hand. And when you see the fish, he chuck it
mm-hmm.
down
mm-hmm.
in the water.
The fish comes up to see the light?
Yes.
I see. Well, you have to do that in pretty...
Dark night.
Dark night and calm water.
Yes.
What kind of spear do you use? I mean, is it made of wood?
It's made with about 4 prongs.
Mm-hmm.
Out of iron.
Mm-hmm. Is the iron fastened to wood or is it all iron?
The iron fastened to wood.
I see.
And when you're spearing, it dropped off, the spear dropped off the hood.
I see. The iron head comes loose.
Yes.
But it must be fastened to something.
It's fastened to a piece of cord.
Mm.
And the fish go down with the cord. And for a time you take it up, back, and put it in the boat.
I see. Then the iron head comes off the wood.
Yes.
And the fish takes it down, but you have a cord attached to it.
Yes.
How thick a cord?
The cord is about...
Is it like a stonemason's cord or thicker than that?
About half inch. Half inch.
Half inch. But then it's a pretty thick rope then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You spear big fish with that then?
Big and small.
Mm-hmm. Are there any certain types of fish that come for that?
Mullet, longjaw, barracuda, and lobster.
Lobsters too?
Yes. And shad.
They told me years ago when I was a child, they told me that when you got a boat near to mullet, all you had to do was to slam your oar on the side of the boat and the mullet would jump out of the water and fall in the boat. Is there any truth to that?
That is pretty true. What is spearing is not so.
Why not?
I have to paddle the boat and take my own time. Don't make no noise. And then Mr. Cook, he has the spear in his hand. And after seeing the fish sometimes, you have to shut off the light when the fish flown away. And after we paddle up again and spear the fish.
The fish will watch the light for only a little while then?
Yes.
And then they become frightened or they...
Frightened.
Mm-hmm. And then they go away.
Yes.
How many fish can you catch that way? Is it a good way of doing it, or would you catch more fish if you used a hook and line?
You catch more fish with a spearing.
You do. Why don't more people do it that way?
It's so expensive that we can't buy the machine. We is too poor.
The battery to run the battery. Yes, I suppose. Well, couldn't you do it with a wood torch or something like that?
We do it with wood.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a little piece of wire and make a grange. We call that grange.
What's a grange?
Get a piece of wire and sharpen it.
Mm-hmm.
And grange the fish.
And is it like a little spear?
Same. Well, we have to climb on the mango.
I see. But do you use a light for that?
During the day.
Oh, you do that during the day?
Yes.
You climb on the mango and then you...
We look underneath the mango and we see the fish and we spear him.
Mm-hmm. Does that also have the wire coming off the piece of wood or does it stay on the wood?
It stay on the hood.
That must be something like what you use when you're catching the sea eggs then.
Yes.
It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, besides spearfishing at night then, you don't do that with a torch ever?
No.
Mm. They used to do that, you know. The Indians who were in Jamaica 300 years ago used to take a torch and they would light it and they'd go out in their canoes and when the fish came up, they would spear them. Same as with the electric light, only, of course, they used a wood torch. Well, now, am I leaving out anything?
We don't use a wood torch.
Well, thank you. All right, can you tell me about the clouds? Just hold it up about like this. That's fine. Like that.
We have a cloud called mist. but generally fellas along the river coast. Then we see the mist in the morning. It's a sign that the morning is going to be very calm. But when we do not see the mist, we at sea believe that the morning will be breezy. When we have clouds form along the north coast, we generally get weather in the lowlands. But when we have the clouds over the hills, we generally get rain in the country parts. We do not generally get weather in the lowlands before April. We get weather in the highlands from about February. On that account, the island produces more crops than the lowlands.
What about other clouds? Can you tell me about a hurricane? How do you know when a hurricane is coming and what effect it has?
Sometime when the winds turn up from the north coast, we have hurricane. That's very dangerous to our crops. It sometimes blows down houses, trees, smashing boats along the coast.
What do you do to save your boats from a hurricane?
We remove it to a place of safety.
Such as what?
Sometimes to the neighboring property along the coast.
That is, you pull them ashore?
Yes.
You never put them out in the Bogue Islands?
Those people that live at Montego Bay generally carry their boats down to the Bogue Island as a place of safety.
That is the bigger boats.
And then they anchor them there?
Yes, before the hurricane starts.
Can you tell from the way the sky looks that there's going to be a hurricane?
Yes, when we see the wind coming from the north, it's generally a hurricane wind.
What about the color of the sky? Does it change or anything like that?
Sometimes the sky becomes very black. And we see the clouds traveling very fast in the sky.
Well, now, suppose your boat gets smashed. Then what do you do?
Sometimes we get help from the government to rebuild boats and fish pots.
But suppose a man has lost his boat altogether. Does he have to give up fishing?
If he can't afford to build a new one, he has to give up fishing. But if he can afford to build a new one, he builds a new one.
Can he rent a boat, perhaps, and keep on for a while?
Yes, sometimes we get boats to rent.
And then you can keep on fishing?
Fishing.
Do you have... Does every man fish alone, or do you have partners?
Some have partners and some fish alone.
Do the fishermen depend on their fishing as the only means of livelihood?
Some fishermen depends on fishing as their only livelihood, but some cultivates.
They have some land up in the hills?
Yes, yes.
And how much time do they spend on each, on fishing and on cultivating?
They spend generally about 5 hours on the fishing.
5 hours in the morning?
Yes, in the morning.
Then they may spend the rest of the day
in cultivating.
Do you do that too?
Yes.
What kind of crops do you grow?
Corn, yam, cassava. I also have a few boxes of bees.
Oh, you do? Well, you're the first beekeeper I've run across. You have them in the square boxes, wooden boxes?
Yes, in wooden boxes.
Mm-hmm. You don't use the old-time hives anymore?
No, no.
Why not?
We call those turned-down boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use them.
You can take out the honey, then?
Yes.
With these little things, without destroying the hive?
Yes.
What kind of flowers do you depend on for your bees, mostly?
Lagwood, dogwood, ginep, burnwood.
Burnwood. Is that the same as burnnose?
I don't know which one.
Burnwood. I haven't heard of burnwood before. And those all have lots of flowers.
Yes, plenty more flowers.
Mm-hmm. From trees, mostly, then?
From trees. Fruit trees.
And fruit trees, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any fruit trees at your place?
Plenty of fruit trees. All classes of fruit trees.
Can you tell me some of them?
Sweet sap. Breadfruit. Mango. Sour sap.
Pear.
Orange. Pear. And many others.
Coconut.
And coconut, too.
Coconut, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, with all of those, you can manage to...
Gather honey.
And gather honey.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah.
Well, you can manage to keep things going between that and the fishing.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it possible for anybody to make a living by fishing alone?
Yes, yeah, some people make a living by fishing alone.
But I suppose they have to keep fishing constantly to do it.
Constantly.
That. The fish are bought directly from your boats. Do you ever have fish being taken into town?
Yes, many times.
You do that yourself, or people come out and get it?
Sometimes I do it myself, and sometimes people come out and get it.
Mm-hmm. Depends on how much you catch?
Yes.
I notice they have a fish market in
Montego Bay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do they have a special arrangement there for bringing the fish in?
When you go, you have to pay market fees.
Mm-hmm. And so, if you can sell your fish without that...
It would be better.
It's less bother, at least, yeah. Isn't it?
Now, you see, if you sell it, we take care to the market, it is against the government.
Well, not...
No.
It surely isn't against the law to sell your fish when you're right out of the boat, is it?
No.
You see, you have one market here.
Yes.
But if you sell it...
You're supposed to pay market fee.
If you sell it within the market area, then you pay market fee. But if you sell it right here out of your boat...
You're not paying no market fee.
Mm-hmm.
When you catch any, you have to pay market.
Black out here.
No, not out here. No.
What is your name?
Nell Stellart.
And your home?
My Hall District.
Also. Yes. Well, now, you can tell us something about the difficulties of making a living in Jamaica?
Well, Jamaica is very hard for the poorer class of people to live. It generally suits people who can fight their life in Jamaica, such as people who are wealthy. It doesn't suit the poorer class of people because you generally can't get anything to do. Sometimes we have to depend even on the sea, as we depend sometimes even to get a shilling to put in our pocket to live. Some people can't even school their have a little child and they can't even school it. They have to be walking up and down on the street.
Aren't the schools free?
Yes, well, the schools are free, but it's to get something to give them for their lunch, to send them to school and to buy their books.
They have to buy their books?
Yes.
Oh, that's a difficulty. Don't they feed them at some of the schools? They give them a lunch.
Yes, some of the schools give them lunch, and some find books for them. But some have to buy their own books, and it depends where the people are living. Some of the boys even have to go to Cane Peace sometimes to get a bit of cane for their lunch.
Hmm. And the cane season lasts only a few months.
That's only a few months. Sometimes they have to steal, that's why the little boys have to be going to the reformatory. And they, you find they will not have any manners to you just because the hardship they have to feel in their life to live.
What do you think can be done about it to improve conditions?
Well, if the government can find them even something to wear to go to school, find them books, and get somebody to go around and see that they go to the free school, well, that would be very good.
Isn't the school compulsory? Don't they have to go?
Well, they have to go to schools, because even in Montego Bay, they have a man there by the name of Mr. Bell. If they see the little boys on the street, he will catch them and send them to school.
Well, but is that his job? Is he employed to do it? Or
yes, he's employed to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the boys hide him. They trip him, knock him down when they go at them.
Mm, because they don't want to go to school?
They don't want to go to school.
I suppose they don't want to go to school because they've never been there.
Right, they've never been to school and they don't know what it is like. So they don't want to go.
The children who have been to school, do they seem to like it?
Yes, some of them seem to like, they love school very much. And if they had somebody who could help them in school to give them more lessons, they would be better boys and better girls today.
Well, do the schools prepare them for different kinds of jobs?
No, well, the school generally don't prepare them for different kinds of jobs. It leaves to their education and what they can do that they will get a little job, a nice little job to live.
Well, what does the school teach them then?
Well, the school teaches them about geography, science, scriptures, and everyday lessons in school.
I suppose the first thing is reading and writing and figuring.
Right, reading, writing, and figuring.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, some of the general knowledge.
Right, general knowledge they get.
But now suppose a child knows that he wants to be a cultivator, and that he doesn't want to do some other kind of thing. Can he learn something about that in school?
Yes, well, in school, some schools generally do gardening on Thursdays. Go inside the school and you get lessons until midday, and from 1 o'clock you then do gardening.
Does the 4-H club have anything to do with school?
Yes, they go around to schools and teach them about gardening.
Well, now what about other kinds of things, trades, like for example carpentering and furniture making and tailoring and every other kind of thing that a person could do?
Well, in school, sometimes they get carpenter. Well, I go to Anchovy School, and I've seen that there. Sometimes they get a carpenter when it is coming on to examination, and they help them to make little handworks, toys, and so on in school.
That's so that a man will learn how to handle the tools.
Handle the tools. Well, on Thursdays, while the boys are in the garden doing gardening, the girls are inside doing sewing.
Mm-hmm. Do they teach the girls to cook?
No, they don't teach the girls to cook. Sometimes they ask them questions about cooking, what little they know about cooking, and they tell them. And what they don't know, they teach them about it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is some attempt being made then to increase education and to make the younger people better able to help themselves.
Yes, they do that. They try to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now perhaps what you need is more of the same.
More of the same, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would have to say this.
Excuse me.
In our...
What is your name?
Herbert Robinson.
All right. Well, now, will you tell us what
well,
you will say?
Well, we go to the government school from we were 7, and we have a limited time until we are 15. We have to get out. Unless we have the money to pay the teachers 4 shillings per month, then we have an opportunity of 3 years or 2 in the school. If we do not have the money, we have to just box around and to try to get little work to help ourselves.
That is while you're still going to school, at the end of your schooling?
Yes. If we do not have the money to send our children to a secondary school, they have to just stay around and box around and to get little day's work. Or if they cannot get the steel or something.
And now suppose the child shows some aptitude for learning. Then are there some scholarships he can win and go on?
Yes, sure. If you have the money to get to keep him on at this school, to keep him on.
When do they start being able to get a scholarship? At what age?
Well, around 16.
Oh, they don't come until late then?
Yes, late.
You have to keep the child in until he's through with his secondary education?
Yes, please.
Well, now suppose a child gets a scholarship. Does that take care of all his schooling there, or do you still have to support
you
him?
You still have to support him.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you need more scholarships.
Sure, please.
Are there a great many of them, or just a few?
Few of them.
Mm-hmm. Those people who are able to get along and who have good, who are good students.
Yes, please.
They can establish themselves and get good jobs later.
Yes. Who have the money to carry on them. The parents who have the money to carry them on, those children will be able to get a higher situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if we, the poorer classes, when our children out the government school and we do not have the money to support them, we have to just leave them alone.
They have to begin supporting themselves.
Themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just the breaking down of the island.
What can they do to make themselves, put themselves in a position to get a job? I mean, to get the knowledge to hold a job.
Well, you see, if the government did have a secondary school just to help us with our children.
A free secondary school.
That will be able to help us.
Well, right now they're trying to catch up on the free primary schools, from what I understand. They haven't got enough free primary schools yet. Well, so when they've got enough of those and they're all established and paid for, they may be able to get some free secondary schools.
Well, I will be very glad.
The trouble with that, of course, is that it won't do you any good, but it may do your children some good.
Yes, because it's just the same with me. I went to the government school, and after I out it when I was 15 years, well, my people is very poor, and they could never try with me, so I have to just come out and try to get something to help myself,
mm-hmm.
and to help my poor people.
Now, could you, for example, suppose you decided that you would like to be a carpenter. What would you do in order to become a carpenter?
Well, you have to go and see a contractor, and he charge you £5 to learn the trade.
Mm. Meantime, you have to support yourself?
Support yourself.
Do you get some wages while you're learning?
Well, they give you tips. At weekend, they might give you a...